on this edition of The Self-Publishing Show.
I'm very confident that there will be people in the audience who are just getting started, maybe they've got a book or a couple of books, and when we do it again next year, they'll be on stage, you know, and
that could be you.
Could be you, yeah, exactly. It won't be you.
It won't be me. It might be me.
Publishing is changing. No more gatekeepers, no more barriers, no one standing between you and your readers. Do you want to make a living from your writing? Join indie bestseller Mark Dawson and first-time author James Blatch as they shine a light on the secrets of self-publishing success. This is The Self-Publishing Show. There's never been a better time to be a writer.
Hello and welcome. It's The Self-Publishing Show with me, James Blatch.
And me, Mark Dawson.
I've got a new lower camera angle. I'm going to look into the camera. People always say, I don't look into the camera. Look into the camera, James. Look into the camera. Not into my eyes. Look into the camera. How's that? It looks creepy to you because I'm looking
creepy to me.
Okay, look, here we go. It's only for people watching on YouTube. If you're listening and jogging and doing whatever you do. That's five people.
No, it's not.
A couple thousand.
We have a few thousand.
Okay, we are going to be talking about conferences. I think we'll talk about our conference, making some announcements about who's coming today. But I think we'll also, Mark, we can just talk about conference season and the different ones that are on offer and reasons for going and best approach. That's going to be the focus of this podcast episode. But before we start, I do need to announce that we have a winner from our Patreon supporters who we welcome in every week. One of the benefits of being a Patreon supporter, I think at a certain level, I think silver level onwards, is that you go into a draw to win our courses. And a name has been drawn out to win the 101 course, free of charge. That's $600 worth of course. And that is Bill Duncan. Bill was chosen out of the hat randomly, but I was delighted to see his name come out. I met Bill and Catherine in 20 books, I think, probably 2019, something like that. And we sort of follow each other on social media a bit. Bill's a good cyclist over there in Australia. Lovely people. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. So Bill Duncan has won Self-Publishing 101. And don't forget, you could be in the hat for the next draw for 101 and Ads for Authors later on in the summer. If you go to patreon.com/self-publishing show and become a Patreon supporter at silver or gold level. Good. Okay, Marcus, I know there's lots going on in everybody's world at the moment, but we are going to focus our minds on June. God, I can't believe it's so soon because it's May now. It's next month.
Yes, it's next month, isn't it? Yeah, that's a bit worrying.
Which is worrying, yes. So next month, we are holding a two-day conference in London on self-publishing. It's going to be an opportunity for people to learn, to be inspired, and probably most of all, and I think this goes across all the conferences you go to meet other people in the same boat as you, which is a huge help in life. Mark, you've been working on the schedule of our conference. I should just say the logistics of it. It's going to be in a perfect position on the South Bank in London. It's called the arty part of London, South Bank of the River Thames. You can walk across the river. You're in Westminster and Covent Garden and so on, Soho. We will have a social in the evening as well, but there's a gazillion pubs and restaurants where we are. It's a great little part of London to be in. We're very excited about it. There's lots of hotels as well. Probably, I would imagine, quite good value now because we're still sort of COVID-y in terms of people making plans. And I think it's likely we're going to have 600-ish there, we think, this year. We'll top that out soon and close off tickets. So last chance probably to buy tickets next few weeks, which is selfpublishingformula.com/SPS live. And Mark, who are we going to hear from?
It's pretty much confirmed now. So I've been working on this for a month or two, and it's been, you know, fairly straightforward to do, really. Everyone I asked to speak has been able to, which is great. So it's 2 days this time. The last one we did was 1 day, and we felt that, well, it would be very easy to do 2 days of content. I could very easily do 3 days of content. But so I wanted to do a bit more in terms of longer sessions. Well, the same session length, but more speakers for people to listen to and learn from and hopefully enjoy. So we're going to start on the 28th. So that's the Wednesday. Tuesday?
I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday.
We should know that, shouldn't we?
People keep asking me what day is it? I think it's a Tuesday. Tuesday the 28th is the first day. So what usually happens is we open up about 8:30, and the actual halls open a bit after that. So people will start to congregate in the foyer area, and it was pretty buzzy last time. People kind of meeting people that they met online, perhaps they're saying they're going to meet up at the conference. Our crack team of volunteers, ably marshalled, the yellow shirts, ably marshalled by Catherine. We're taking registrations and giving out lanyards and bits and pieces like that. And there'll also be some booths in the entrance area that will be staffed by representatives from the sponsors. So there'll probably be someone from Amazon. Amazon will be there. They sponsor the conference. So there'll be several Amazonians there. They may have a booth. But I know Readzy, BookBub, lots of sponsors. I think a few more sponsors might come on between now and then. So it'd be a good chance to meet those guys start to make connections. One of the best things about doing a conference like this is that you will, even for introverts, and I'm reasonably introverted at these kinds of events, it is a good chance to meet people and get contacts that can be really useful in the future. So once that's all done and we've had our cups of coffee and our bagels, whatever, and we go into the hall, the first event, I think, this is subject to change, so we may tweak the kind of running order a little bit, but the first speakers I've got on my list here are Caroline Peckham and Suzanne Valenti, who we've had on the podcast before, are doing obscenely well at the moment in terms of how many books they're selling. Really, big on TikTok, but not just on TikTok. They're big and successful in lots of different ways with their books. So we are going to have, I think it will be an interview with them. So possibly with you, or maybe Darren Hardy from Amazon, not quite sure yet, but there'll be an interview with Caroline and Suzanne. And I've kind of tentatively titled that the new Queens of Kindle, because they are, as I said, they'll be in the top, let's say the top 20 best-selling authors in the world, but it might be.
They've had an insane last 12 months. It's difficult to look at the overall top, the charts in .com and .uk and not see a sprinkling of their books there. And they'll talk about TikTok as well, I think.
They will, yeah. So they're doing, I don't want people to think they're one-trick ponies, because they're not, but they've been successful in lots of different ways, but they have been successful on TikTok. So we will have a chat with them. Then the next session, so these are roughly an hour, maybe 50 minutes, something along those lines. We've got Nick Stevenson coming along. Now, Nick has been a friend for, ever since we've been doing SPF, so a good seven years or so now. Nick and I have known each other, and he's a, Nick's a good guy. He has, people may have taken his course. He's got a course called Your First 10,000 Readers. Nick is really good on email. He writes fantastic email copy. Not entirely sure what he's going to speak about yet. We're having a chat soon just to work that out. But whatever it is, it will be good. And I don't think Nick's ever done a conference before. So
I've never met him.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah, Nick's
lovely. I talk to Nick all the time and deal with him every month on Affiliate Matters and stuff and webinars. But I've actually never met him. I don't know if he really exists. Be interesting to find out.
It's actually me. So it's me. Me
and
a slightly younger.
And you're
version.
Joe Penn as well, aren't you?
No, there's only one Joe Penn. Which is a very, very neat segue. After a little break, we're going to go into a chat with Joe. So Joanna was at our first conference, and lots of people were very keen to get their photo with Joe. I mean, she's been doing this for a long time, much longer than me, and is a really part of the furniture really when it comes to the self-publishing space. Her podcast is great, has over 600 episodes. She's very well known and she's a really good speaker. So she is going to be doing something called the Creator Economy. So I don't know much more than that, but I think the last one she did was Multiple Streams of Income for our last conference, which, as I say, went down really well. So this one will be called the Creator Economy. So I think that's one that people will get lots of, will fill lots of notebooks cumulatively when Joe goes through her presentation. After then, we're going to have probably a little chat between me and you, because you've insisted that I have to do something. I don't really want to this year, but anyway, I probably will.
It's a bit weird that if we don't do something.
Well, together, yeah.
We are definitely going to do something. And I think because the greatest part of the show is the is the banter at the beginning. That's what we'll do, a session just of trivial banter, so that somebody can stand up and say, when does the interview start?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we'll do something. I'm not quite sure what that will be yet, but then there'll be a break for lunch. An hour to wander along the South Bank. And as you said, there's tons of nice restaurants down there. And also, this will be summertime in London. So last time we had it in March, so it wasn't, I think it was a reasonably nice day, actually, wasn't it? It wasn't unpleasant. Although, was it raining in the evening?
I think it was cold. I think it
rained
in
the evening.
And yeah,
on the boat.
It was March, you know. So.
Yeah. So anyway, this is June. So we should, late June. So it should be quite nice. So a good chance to have a walk along the South Bank, which is very nice. When we get back, the next session is going to be with Stuart Baish. And Stuart, again, I'm chatting with Stuart at the moment. So Stuart is my cover designer of lots and lots of indies, very well known designer these days, has a company called Books Covered. Works with me and you on Fuse. So, Stuart's been doing this for ages as well. So he is going to be doing, at the moment, I'm calling it covers from start to finish. So the plan at the moment is to get one or maybe two authors from the audience with covers that they don't think are any good. And basically, Stuart, in, this is a very English, late 1970s reference, in Tony Hart style, to or even Rolf Harris. Harris style. But Stuart might.
Fortunately, he's been to prison for.
Yeah, that's the only similarity between Stuart and Rolf Harris, is that they're both good at art. Actually, I'm not even sure Rolf Harris is very good at art, but Stuart will be taking a cover, and basically one or two covers, and we'll create covers from start to finish. We'll watch his screen. On the big screen at the South Bank Centre, as Stuart goes through the process of actually creating a cover live. So we'll look at some, I suspect he might look at how to work out what kind of tropes that should be included on the cover. He'll do some image research, and then we'll actually use Photoshop and we'll put the covers together. And at the end of the session, those two authors will have Stuart Baish covers. So we need to think about finding some willing guinea pigs for that, so we should probably have a think about that. In fact, if anyone is going to the conference and would like to put themselves forward for that, it's probably not a bad opportunity to do that now. So if you email us at support@selfpublishingformula.com and put the title guinea pig, we can have a chat with Stuart and maybe pick out a couple of people to go forward for that.
Catherine and John are having no clue what those emails are going to be about when they come on the subtitle guinea pig.
They won't. That should be a fun one. I'm looking forward to that. So the penultimate session on the first day is going to be Amazon Ads 101 with Janet Margo. So Janet coming over. And you haven't met Janet either, have you?
I don't know if she exists.
Yeah, she does. I've met her in Seattle. So Janet, as anyone who follows us will know, does the Amazon Ads section of the Ads for Authors course. And Janet worked, she was in charge of the books advertising team at Amazon for, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 years now. Is not with them anymore, but she has a lot of, tons and tons of extremely relevant knowledge and information as it pertains to running Amazon Ads for books. And so what Janet will do is she's going to go through a kind of the best practice, the kind of 101 level for Amazon Ads. And that will be something that I think everyone can benefit from. You especially, actually. And I should probably, this is a slight aside. I got an email the other day from someone who is a podcast listener and said it was, given that we sell advertising courses, and we've never made you've never made a secret of the fact that you can get Facebook ads to work, but you can't get Amazon ads to work. And this author said, you probably shouldn't say that on the podcast because it makes you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Now, it's not like I haven't got them to work; it's that I have not put the graft in to learn them. It should be noted that you are the author with success behind you, and I'm like the operations guy running the company. I'm like one of your students, so I'm not. You're the person who teaches people how to do ads. So yeah, I think fair that I say I'm on that.
No, yeah. We shouldn't. We're not ever going to be dishonest about that. So that, and as you say, the fact is you haven't really tried Amazon ads properly yet. Now, when it comes to can we get Amazon ads to work using what we teach? Yes, because that's what I do. Amazon ads work extremely well for me. And as we said, your focus has been on Facebook ads, which you have got to work very well in on just one book, which is quite impressive. So anyway, that's kind of aside. It's a reasonable point that was made, but there's a very easy response to that. Anyway, the Amazon Ads 101 session with Janet will be good. I mean, it'll be one that we can certainly, I think we'll all take notes from. And then at the end of the day, the last session on the first day is going to be I've got it down as Amazon Slot. So Amazon are the main sponsors for the show this year. And I spoke to several Amazonians at the London Book Fair, and they will be there. So Darren is the head of KDP in the UK. Darren is a good friend, and Darren will be there. And I have a feeling that his counterparts from France and Germany will be there as well, and with some others as well. We're going to try and get someone from Audible, from ACX, from KDP Print, a good selection of Amazonians for people to meet and to get to know. And that can be extremely valuable to get to have a name that you can refer to as necessary
as you continue on. It's one of the most common questions that you and I will get on emails. Do you have a secret contact at Amazon? Can you ask Amazon this? I had one this morning, actually, about somebody. And the answer is no. You know, we're simply not going to abuse the relationships that we have there. They're professional, and it would quickly be the end of that relationship. But here is an opportunity for you to be in the same room as senior Amazonians, and certainly at LBF, at the London Book Fair. Darren is happy to talk to any authors about anything they've got and steer them in the right direction. So this is that opportunity.
Yeah. So they'll all be there. I think they'll probably be at the party as well on in the evening. So again, a good chance to get to know them. So yeah, I mean, that's the end of the first day. But then in the foyer, which is, as people who have been there before will know, is a very large space. We're going to have an evening party. I don't know from the top of my head what time it starts. I'm going to say like 6:30 or 7:00.
7:30, I think, something like that. 7:30. Yeah, yeah.
So 2 or 3 hours with probably get a band again, Buster Birch, who was really provided some great entertainment on the boat last time. And there'll be a bar and a chance to meet us and to just hang out with authors, which is, that was one of the fun things last time on our floating Petri dish on the Thames, as we all wondered how many of us were going to go down with COVID. But this time, no COVID this time. So hopefully it'll be not so much of a worry this time. But a good chance to kind of round the day off with a drink or two, and a chance to listen to some music and to have a chat with like-minded authors and make connections. Fill your black book with addresses of people. If you're writing in a particular genre, is a really good time to find other authors who write in that genre, and maybe some you could work together in the future. There's tons of things that can come out of these kinds of events.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good day. Well done for working on this show, John. I'm excited.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll do the second day then and see if I can stick the landing, as I say. So in the next day, what day is that? The
29th,
the Wednesday, isn't it?
Whatever
it is, the 29th. So we'll start with, a sponsor is BookBub this year, and Wade Lucas and A.N. one or two others from BookBub are coming over. And Wade and colleagues will be presenting on how to use BookBub ads to sell more books. So another good session talking about, I suspect that will be about the kind of the paid ads that you can get on the BookBub emails that we teach how to use in the ads course. But again, it'll be a good chance to talk to the BookBub team about anything that BookBub does. So if you've got questions about their featured deals, it'll be a good chance to talk to them. And again, they'll be in the conference both days. They'll probably be at the party. Well, they're sponsoring the party with Readsy, so they'll be there in the evening. A good chance to chat to them about anything that you might want to find out about how BookBub works. So again, a really, really good opportunity to meet someone very useful. Next is going to be an interview, probably with you, given that you and Lucy Score are good friends. So Lucy Score is, an Amazon #1.com best-selling author, sold millions of books, writes romance. I don't think we've ever seen Lucy do anything like this before. So this will be quite a good opportunity to get to know Lucy a little bit better. What are you going to talk to Lucy about, James?
Yeah, well, I've got lots of things to talk to Lucy about. She won't know what's hit her when she's on that stage. She's nervous about it, I think. But she and Tim, her other half, Mr. Lucy, I think he's officially referred to, have become a very well-oiled machine in terms of production and marketing. And I think that's an important thing to explore, how you organize, how you scale for growth, how they cover everything, the amount of work that goes into that. So there's a lot to explore. It's a kind of blueprint for success, I think. And whilst, yes, she's mega huge now, she's also a bit like Caroline Suzanne, she's had a brilliant last 6 months. Her book, Things We Never Said, I think, has really flown. But she started, obviously, like everyone did, like you did, Mark, quite small, and just had some initial success and then had to quickly build and scale up an organization around that. So I think that's what we'll focus on.
Yeah, so that'll be a good one. Next session is with Susie K. Quinn, who is one of the presenters. She does a course for us called about bestselling, how to write a bestseller. And Susie approaches that kind of thing, you know, quite a almost kind of an arse without a face way, you might say, in the sense that she does her packaging.
It's brilliant. I absolutely love Susie's methodology in teaching. I think it's absolutely spot
very
on.
Sensible. Very and commercial.
It's really, really important to understand that. Even if you want to adapt it and do it slightly differently, make sort of compromises about what you want to write out, you need to understand what she's talking about to understand how marketing, how people make decisions to buy books.
Yeah. So, yes, her session is going to be the 5 Secrets of Best-Selling Authors, which will be, again, another good one. There'll be then, we've got kind of a empty slot, which I haven't filled yet. And then there'll be lunch. And then after lunch, we have Rachel McLean, who is the Kindle Storyteller Award this year. And she did a really, really good webinar for us on multi-platform advertising. How she uses Facebook ads, BookBub ads, and Amazon ads in conjunction and effectively and in quite a logical way. It was a really good webinar. One of the best ones, I said to her at London Book Fair, it's probably the best webinar we've ever given. It was very well attended. And I thought it was excellent. So it was a pretty easy decision to get her to come back and present something similar on the same lines as we did on that webinar. So that will be a really good one. Following Rachel, we have Alex from Kalytics. So coming over, I think Alex is in Switzerland at the moment. So he'll be over to talk about 10 reasons why your book is missing the market and what to do about it. So for those who don't know, Kalytics is Alex's business. And it is, he uses scraping technology to scrape data from the public facing Amazon pages, and then is able to manipulate that data to work out where there are niches that might be underserved but potentially profitable. He can look at trends he sees in covers, in blurbs, in reviews, all kinds of things. He has lots and lots of data, and his reports on genre are always very interesting and definitely worth subscribing to. But Alex will be coming over to talk about that specifically, why books might be missing the market and how you can fix those errors. So that will be a good one. I've seen Alex present a couple of times. He's really good.
Lucid stuff.
Lovely German accent, which we like. Mark Recklau isn't talking this year, but we will be representing with a German German accent, which we definitely like.
So I played golf in Mallorca with 3 Swiss Germans, like Roger Federer, Swiss German, because it's a multilingual country. And I hadn't realized that Jawohl, which is like certain, I always thought it was like certainly. They used it as a kind of, you know, when somebody hit a good shot, Jawohl.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start using that now.
Okay.
I'm going to shout it loudly during Alex's session. Every time he hits the nail on the head.
He'll love that. I'm sure he'll really enjoy that. And then finally, the last session is at the moment called Quitting the 9-to-5. And that is with some authors. I put out a call in the SPF community because I wanted to get something similar to a session we had last time, which was really well regarded and enjoyed, with 5 as it turned out, female authors who were making not kind of mega money, not the 7-figure or 6-figure authors, but you know, some actually 6 figures and kind of mid to high 5 figures. So replacing what would be a standard salary with an equivalent salary made from books, and that was really great. We had Benedict Brown on the podcast saying that was his favorite session, and Benedict has gone on to have similar levels of success, and actually will be on the, actually I better put him on the on my spreadsheet there because I've left him off. He'll be on the panel as well. So five or six authors interviewed by you or me, and just looking at what they've done. So we've got, at the moment, we've got Gary Ross Jordan, Tracy Green, Benedict Brown. Actually, he was on there. Liz
He's
Hurley.
On there twice. Liz Hurley.
Yeah, not that one. And Meg Jolly, who are all doing really well. Not life-changing. Oh, yeah, it is life-changing because they're not having to work for the man anymore.
It's the biggest life change, I think. I mean, when you get to Lucy Scored, Caroline Suzanne level, okay, so I don't know what that means, business class travel or whatever, you know, it's a scale up. The big change for me fundamentally is not having to work for the man, you know, to put it in old-fashioned terms, is not have to schlep into a job every day that you don't particularly inspire you. So it's fundamental. And I also think it's important because, you know, I mentioned Lucy, and I'm going to interview her. I should just say that her book is called Things We Never Got Over, released in January, and is currently number 10 in the .com store. I mean, that she's had a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
And there is something that happens, and it's annoying. I hear it from time to time. Actually, people have said it about me recently as well. When I published my figures of my first year, they say, oh, yeah, but the reason you're successful is... And then they fill in that space with something that doesn't apply to them. So that's why they can't be successful. So in my case, they said, because you've got a podcast, James, that's why you've been able to be successful.
If they thought about it, we'd realize it was just complete nonsense.
It is nonsense.
There aren't many military aviation fans on this podcast.
I do meet them. There's a few, but they're very few and far between. And in the case of Lucy, they'll always think, well, yeah, but she's a megastar and you are, Mark, so that's unobtainable to me. It's nonsense because they've all started. All of you have started.
Yeah.
And what you're doing today is not fundamentally different from what you did to get yourself to that point. So it's really important listening to people who've been very successful. And most people are like that. But that's why I think this session is important.
Well, it's because it doesn't feel like it's a massive step. It's not out of reach. These are people who maybe are 6 months ahead of where some of the audience will be. And I want, that's why I'd like to close with this, because I want people to leave like we did last time. I want people to leave feeling that it is achievable. It is possible to, it's very possible to stop working for somebody else and to do something that, you know, anyone listening to this podcast, there's a very good chance that we've wanted to support ourselves, make a job out of writing stuff. Non-fiction, fiction, kids books, whatever it might be, for years since we were kids. I know that was certainly always my dream, and I want people to leave feeling that it is possible. It's possible. So I think ending with Lucy, for example, as we say, is a seven-figure author now. Although inspirational, may not feel attainable. And I want people to leave the South Bank Centre on the Wednesday after having two really great days with other authors and having a really excellent time learning loads, but wanting to leave and go back to their desk on the 30th, feeling that it is possible and has never been more possible to replace a traditional income with an income made from writing books.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you said this last time, you said there'll be somebody in the audience at this conference who will be on the stage at the next conference.
Benedict Brown.
Benedict Brown.
So there's at least one, and possibly there'll be another. Well, actually, Rachel McLean, I think, as well, was in that situation too. So I'm very confident that there will be people in the audience who are just getting started. Maybe they've got a book or a couple of books. And when we do it again next year, they'll be on stage. You know, and
that could be you.
It could be you. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Can't be you. It won't be you.
It won't be me. Might be me.
You are on stage anyway.
Second book might. Yes, that's true. The conference environs, as I say, are very social friendly. There's restaurants, all sort of chains and some independents. So South Bank's actually a really good place. They usually have street food as well along the way there. We do have a Facebook group set up. I think it'd be quite useful in the next few weeks for you to, if you're going to the conference, to start getting involved in that Facebook group, find similarly like-minded people you can meet up with and go out for a meal with in the evening and lunch and hook up with is a different connotation with the American sense, but you know what I mean. So make the most of those opportunities to make contacts and buddies that can significantly help your career and you can help each other. And a final word, I think we have, there's been a bit of talk in conference world generally and in self-publishing about the behavior levels expected of people. We do have done some work in that front and that sense. So we want it to be a comfortable and safe area for everyone at the conference. And you'll find some things in place when you get to the conference just to help that and mitigate any problems that we might have. Hopefully we won't. We didn't have any problems last time, but we are responding to that and making changes. Okay, so that's our conference, Mark, which is very exciting, and a snip at £149 for the 2 days. Actually, that includes the parties. £120 for the 2 days.
I've seen some other conferences. I'll say, well, events or things that are much more expensive than that. And I'm not going to cast any aspersions on anybody, but I think that's pretty. That's a pretty punchy price.
It's a really good price.
And we will probably lose money on this. We'll be around about break even if we're lucky. So this isn't something that we're doing to retire onto some kind of Spanish beach. Although probably not Spain for you, we won't go into that. But probably not going to be something like that. But it is just something we want to do. We don't want to lose money, but even if we lose a little bit, that's fine. We'll swallow it, because I think it is something that is going to be a really fun thing for us.
Yeah,
and worthwhile and fun for everybody. So, I think it's really good value.
All right, and LBF had a 1 day symposium for authors before London Book Fair, and it was at £650.
Was it? Oh my god!
Yeah, it was really expensive, and they very often are these. I saw someone. Yeah. It was a completely unrelated area. I can't remember what it was about, learning real estate or something. It was $1,200 they were advertising, doing a seminar for the day. So, we've priced it at a point where. Hopefully we're not going to lose too much money, and we might even break even. So that's what we're hoping for. But yes.
That reminds me.
Yes.
So if you can't be there in person, what we did last time, and we're going to do it again, is we will sell virtual tickets. And we're still kind of working on, we should probably talk about this off air,
yes.
James.
I can tell you exactly what this is. It won't be live streamed. We've decided against live streaming. We just don't think it's the right aesthetic. What we want to do is to present you with almost like an online course afterwards, with professionally filmed, really good sound and vision, sessions broken up so you can watch them in your own time. So it'd be like a package which you can buy. It's going to be, I think we're going to price it at £25. We're going to price it as cheaply as we can. We've got to obviously pay for the production, which is quite expensive, and multiple camera and microphone production on top of the AV that goes on in the conference hall anyway. But we will announce that in the next few weeks. And yeah, I would buy your ticket for that, because you will then, if you can't come to the conference, or even if you have come to the conference, actually, you might want to watch it again. We're definitely going to put some effort into that. It'd be a really good package.
Yeah, it was really good. It was very slick last time. So it looked really good. It sounded good. It was definitely a valuable little add-on last time. So we'll do that again, because obviously not everyone is going to be able to come. And we've got lots of American friends coming over, some Kiwis and Aussies as well coming over, but not everyone can jump on a plane in June. Also, I got some, this is a reasonable point, I suppose. I've seen some comments on the Facebook ads that we've been running on this, with someone having a go saying, why are you doing it in a weekday? Why not do it at the weekend? And I'm like, well, the weekend is probably more expensive, might not even be possible at the South Bank Centre.
No.
And probably, just a number of reasons why we wouldn't. But then she said, I'm a teacher, I can't get time off, so, which is fair enough. So that's when the live ticket comes in. If you can't take holiday, you can't get over, the video package is where that
is frustrating. And teaching is one of those. People have jobs where they might be able to not get the flexibility they need, but teaching is a job. I know that you have to be there during the and your holiday sort of bunched up. Forced on, so that is unfortunate. But you're right, the venue, the discussions about venue, Mark, which went backwards and forwards for a long time, and you look initially at all these spaces in London that would be suitable, and you end up with Hobson's Choice, because very few of them are available, 2 days in succession, and some of the ones that are available are £35,000 for food before you've even started to pay for the, just out of scope for us. Fine if you're Price Forbes or someone, a Price Waterhouse or someone, but not for us. But our first choice is the choice we've ended up at, because we wanted to go back to the Queen Elizabeth Hall. We were just looking at potentially a different type of venue, different atmosphere, but I'm pleased we've got the QEH and they've pretty much dictated our dates because they are inundated with reorganization stuff and 2 years of cancelled concerts and that go on in that venue. So
So that's how it has to be. So it was great last time. We had a really good time. It was, you know, very, very smoothly organized, which was, you know, I was going to say more luck than judgment, but people like Catherine and the volunteers played a blinder last time. So,
yeah,
you know, hopefully I've got no reason to suspect it won't be any different. So it will be good. You know, really good opportunity. We know a bit more about how these things run because we've done one before. So I'm pretty confident that it will be it will go well. And I'm very confident that the speakers we've talked about on the podcast today will all be excellent. And there's some, it's quite fun for me because I can basically book people that I want to listen to. And so there are some people on that list that I will be very interested to hear what they have to say. And hopefully if I feel that way, then others will too.
Hmm. So Scott Altman, the F-14 pilot who flew the original Top Gun stunts and then went to space.
He's
as
actually
an astronaut. Is he? Can I book him?
He's doing a flyover and you're jumping out of his plane and on a parachute. That's
is
how
he, is he going to buzz the tower?
Yeah, potentially. Well,
I think the pattern is full. Okay, let's wrap up here, but let's talk about the other conferences that we'll go to this year. If you can't make our conference and you do want the conference experience, the ones we've tended to go to in the past are the two regulars for us are 20 Books, Vegas and NINC. They're very different, actually, very different feel and very different purpose. So 20 Books is more of an open conference for anybody interested in self-publishing. So if you haven't written a book yet, it's definitely a place to go and start talking to people and start getting hints and tips and solid advice on which direction you should be taken, both with writing and with marketing. You'll have a myriad of choices every day. There's like three or four choices of every hour, every session, three or four choices of different places to go and listen to, including a big hall. And of course, in the evening, you get an opportunity to buddy up with people and make some of those very valuable friendships. NINC is a bit more specialized. There is an entry requirement for NINC. I think you have to prove that you make $5,000 or $6,000 a year, something like that. So you're already established, you know, you're already producing books that are being bought by somebody. And for that reason, the level of detail is a bit higher. Now, I should say, I think NINC has sold out for this year. And you do have to be a member to go to the conference. So that is a bit more prohibitive, but maybe one for next year if you're not going this year. Maybe you can go to 20 Books this year and be qualifying to get to NINC for next year. 20 Books obviously is in Vegas in November. It's quite nice weather, but it is Vegas. Some people love it, some people hate it. NINC, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't love going to NINC because it's on the beach in Florida on the Gulf Coast. It's beautiful, it's warm. It's a nice time of year to be in Florida. It can be a bit oppressive in the summer. It's a lovely time of year. And you and I have both, I think, run along the beach, haven't we, and had a swim in the sea. And
yeah,
it's a really nice, relaxing time. And I've got, so I think, you know, we both have here friends who will be good friends. I mean, Lucy Score is one for the rest of my life who I've met at NINC, and Cecilia and others. Now the other conference, there are plenty of other conferences. Actually, I'm going to Madrid in a couple of weeks presenting on TikTok there. That is 20
Books.
Going
back to Spain.
Going back to Spain. I can't believe it. Yeah. So what we haven't said, a little discussion before, is I had a bit of an issue at the airport where somebody took against me for reasons I'm not sure about. And it was quite traumatic for me, but I'm over it. I was able to rant, but I do have to now go back to Spain. Thankfully, a different airport.
Yes. I heard he's been transferred.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they did.
They sacked him and moved him to Madrid.
Yeah, you get lost in Madrid. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be smaller. Yeah. I think Caroline and Suzanne are going to be there. Or Caroline definitely is going to be there. And there'll be a few other people presenting on these important
I might
topics.
Go. We'll have to see. And I'm basically owed because Lucy's listening to the podcast today, but Lucy is at Badminton Horse Trials for 4 days, leaving me with two kids, two refugees, a dog, and 15 builders in the barn. So I am pretty stressed at the moment.
Yeah.
In a good way. It's not a problem. But I think basically I am owed a weekend away somewhere. So
yes, well, that would be great. Come along for the weekend and I'll find a nice golf course for us on the Monday.
Oh God, yeah, I haven't played for a while. I'm terrible at the moment. But yes, we'll see. It sounds quite nice. Yeah, we'll see.
Good.
Last minute.
Final thing I want to say is that I know lots of authors, some of us are, you know, enjoy those social occasions, although I'm more introverted than you might think, but some authors are very introverted. Mm. But because of that, it kind of solves itself, that problem, because you'll be standing in a large room with lots of people and a surprising number of whom are uncomfortable in that environment. And that in itself becomes quite a bonding thing. This is not like you're going to go to like the real estate conference where you know you're going to get these air punching, you know, guys and girls. It doesn't feel like that.
And also it's not, I think it's with introverts, it's not so much necessarily, because I feel this way too. I don't think it's always about being in a room with lots of people and high energy and all that. It's often kind of worrying about small talk and what do you say to people you've never met before. I feel I'm better than I used to be, but when I remember not that long ago, I used to hate that. Going to conferences, I would quite happily just stand in the corner and have a drink by myself and not talk to anybody. So one of the things I think is happening this year is an author, and I'm, forgive me, name eludes me now, but I think he has blue hair.
Yes, I know you.
He asked, could he have a table in the foyer where he would have like kind of an introvert's area? So introverts can go and, if you want to, kind of just meet other people who are similarly nervous about the prospect of you know, small talking with people they've never met before. So we will... we'll definitely make that possible. The other thing is, it's quite a big venue. So there's lots of space, and we actually have another theatre, second theatre, that we're probably not going to be using. So there might even be like a kind of a chill out space where you can just go and sit down quietly and recharge. I haven't quite decided what we're going to do with that yet, but there will be the opportunity for that. And also, if you just want to go for a walk on the South Bank, on the Thames, by yourself, or with someone else, that's fine too. And it is in a really good part of London with, you know, lots of, you know, the South Bank is lovely. And if it's a nice summer day, walking down by the Thames, it's quite a nice thing to do. So,
yeah,
you know, there will be, we are aware of that because, you know, we share some of those traits ourselves. So we will definitely be on top of that.
People don't believe it about us, but you'll be surprised. Good. Okay, look, coming towards the end of our time discussing our conference and others, thank you very much indeed, Mark, for your work on the schedule. We should say Catherine Matthews has sort of taken the helm this year from me and is on top of things. I think she and John are going back to the venue next week to do some more, make some more decisions about stuff. You can imagine, you probably don't need me to tell you, that there's a huge amount of work goes into putting on a conference like this. And we're very grateful for the work going on in the background. Hopefully, it'll all be good. And the sun will shine in June, just as a week before Wimbledon, I think. Might even be during Wimbledon. 28th, 29th, probably is during Wimbledon, I think.
It is, because remember John had an issue with having tickets, didn't he?
I think he did. I think he's got tickets for the Wednesday, but he's not going. So it'll be a lovely, lovely time to be in London, and we cannot wait to see you. So if you haven't got your tickets, there is still a chance. selfpublishingformula.com/SPS live. That's Mark, is that for this week? Thank you very much indeed for the eagle-eyed on here. You'll notice that next week's presentation, we're wearing the same clothes because we're about to record it, because we need to do a little bit of batching.
I'm professional. I'm going to go and change my new t-shirt.
Just take your shirt off.
Could do.
That time of year.
YouTube views will be significantly down next week.
Horrified.
We'll run away from it.
Yes, and on that bombshell, thank you very much indeed. All that remains for me to say is, it a goodbye from him.
And a goodbye from me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Get show notes, the podcast archive, and free resources to boost your writing career at selfpublishingshow.com. Join our thriving Facebook group at selfpublishingshow.com/Facebook. Support the show at patreon.com/selfpublishingshow. And join us next week for more help and inspiration so that you can make your mark as a successful indie author. Publishing is changing, so get your words into the world and join the revolution with the Self-Publishing Show.